Well, today we're going to be talking with students who have been participating in a program that the university has been offering for the last 2 years. Specifically, that is the program Connecting with Students for Success. And the purpose of the program is to really support students in retention, continuing their education, and also ultimately in graduating. And today, we do survey our students at the end of every semester because we certainly want to know that this program meets their needs. But today we actually get to talk with students who are in the program. So I'm really happy to be joined by several students who are in the program. And Sarah, would you first introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Sarah LeBlanc. My major is Ag Business, and it is my I've been at Sol Ross for a year and a half, but I'm a transfer student. This is my junior year in college. And a professor that's teaching my Connecting with Students course right now is Dr. Igo, but I've taken 5 of his classes and 1 of Ms. Sanderson's classes. So I'm very familiar with this program, and I like it a lot.
Thank you. And Larry, would you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Larry Hood. I am a junior. My, pardon, my major, had to use the cheat sheet. My major is political science with a minor in history, and I'm in this program through Dr. Mora.
Okay, and I neglected to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Jean Kornstrom, and I coordinate the Connecting with Students for Success program, and I'm really excited because we have 40 faculty who are following this program. Our next question deals specifically with the program. Connecting with Students for Success focuses on 4 practices. The first one is to get to know your names very quickly. The second is to give you early feedback so you have an idea of how you're doing. The third is to hold high standards while providing support. And the fourth, to further personalize your education, is to hold individual meetings with each student. I'd like both of you to reflect on how important you think these 4 practices are, and do you think some are more valuable than others? And either one of you can respond. I want to hear from both of you.
I'll go first. I think my favorite practice of this thing is learning your name. I feel like here at Sol Ross, we have a very unique opportunity to have very small classrooms, and the teachers, I feel like, should take advantage of that and just try to make us feel more comfortable, because a lot of freshmen, they're leaving their homes for the first time, they don't really know where they're at, they're a little scared. I know I was. So I think teachers just knowing your name makes me feel more comfortable in class. Giving early feedback helps a lot too. I will always opt out if I know a teacher does not return paperwork back to me within the month at least. I will not take their class because it stresses me out way too much to not know my grade. I also appreciate the high standards. I would say that all of my Connecting with Students courses are more thorough. I wouldn't say they're harder, but I would say that the assignments are a little more thorough. You have to do a little bit more work, which I don't mind. I'm actually learning something when I do. And I like the meetings. I just think that they should make sure that they're in the beginning of the semester. So,
thank you. And Larry, do you want to share your experiences?
I think all 4 have their place. Mm-hmm. Each student's going to have their own needs. And for me personally, the 2 greatest ones are the individual meetings and the early feedback. I like to follow rules. And as long as I have those rules, I feel very comfortable and I can follow through. And if I'm not certain how to do something, I want to make sure I know the right way. I don't appreciate situations where they say, well, you can do it whatever you want. No, I want the right way, the way that the professor wants. And I can address that with those meetings. And furthermore, those individual meetings I find invaluable because, 1, with Dr. Mora, I got to learn more of his history. We spoke earlier before this, and I chose Dr. Mora specifically because of his history with not only his profession, but just his real world experience living in Venezuela and Colombia and seeing the downfall of some of these economies. So if you're going to take a macroeconomics class, why not pick the person that has decades, literally decades of experience? learning my name, it's nice. I mean, it like I said, other students are going to have more requirement for that. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily need it, but I can see that it has a value with most students.
Okay, thank you. We'll go on to asking each of you to share a personal experience receiving any one of these four practices, perhaps more in depth about some of your individual meetings or the kind of feedback you get, any thoughts you have. The other thing, too, I want to encourage both of you to feel free to jump in on each other's conversation, too, if you get an idea. But we've got this routine started. So, Sarah, do you want to share a personal experience?
Yeah, and I completely agree with what you just said on the last question. I do not like gray area in assignments because I always choose the wrong gray area. I do it wrong. But, yeah, my first semester here, I had three classes with Dr. Igo, so I really got to know him. And he helped me decide, like, I honestly did not know I needed a master's to go to the USDA. I was just like, everyone was telling me, yeah, like, just get your bachelor's, let's go to the, and you're going to work for the USDA. I was like, okay. Like, and he was like, you know, you're going to need your master's, right? And I was like, no, I didn't, but okay, I guess I'll plan for that. So he definitely helped me, like, make life choices. And he helps me get involved, like, for things like this. Like, he mentioned to me in class, I have class with him this semester. And I just really appreciate, like, how far he goes to, like, make sure his students are getting involved at Sol Ross and making sure that they stay at Sol Ross. Because I feel like the students that leave and don't want to be here are the ones that are not going to, like, the bingo nights or that are not participating and volunteering and all this cool stuff we have going on. So, yeah, I just really appreciate him talking about everything all at once.
Okay, thank you.
The professor you mentioned, what does he teach?
He teaches, like, some ag business, ag education. He's teaching an electrical class this semester and next semester, too. It's all RAS stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. He's
right,
pretty
go
cool.
Go ahead.
Our first meeting, my first meeting with Dr. Mora, was excellent because it was more about personal history. I got to explain what my thought, where I come from, and then where I'm planning on going. He got to share his story. We got to touch base on standards. And then I've had a second meeting since then. And that was more explaining. I'm terrible at math. I get emotional when I have to do math and formulas and stuff. I started off as a history major because history is just story time. So it's like saying, tell me the story of Lord of the Rings. Got it. When it comes to math, though, it's always been my downfall. That's why I'm specifically going for a BA over a BS in political science, because it's less math-oriented, more about culture and history. Having that connection and that open communication portal to talk to Dr. Mora, he now knows I struggle with the math section. So as much history as he gives, and that's the part that I love the most about his class, I have to ask him all the time, like, hey, I don't understand this formula. And when I type it in on a calculator, I get a completely different answer than what you're typing in. And so it's just nice to know that he's there, he's open, he has time for you. As long as you make the schedule, it's all good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, with Ms. Sanderson, I had an accounting class with her. And I mean, there was like basic math, but it was just like so much math all at once. The problems were so long. And I think if she wouldn't have been doing this program, like, I would not have made an A in that class. It's nice knowing they're there.
Let's go on with the next question. When your professor uses the four practices in the course, does that change, and I think you've already kind of alluded to this, does that change your experience in the class and in what ways, knowing that they're doing these four practices?
Definitely. I would say that it does. Like I said, I think if teachers and professors would take advantage of our small classrooms and, like, if everyone on this campus did this program, I feel like we'd have more returning students to Sol Ross. Just because you feel like you have a place here. Like, when I walk down the hallway, I know my teachers. Like, I know people from my classroom because this classroom environment that this program creates, I feel like, makes you talk to more people in your class as well. Even though it's, like, you feel like it's all on the teacher's back, the students do have to participate as well. But I think it just creates, like, this really weird college thing. Me and my friends all call it the movie set. Like, we're all living on Pine Time. And, Yeah, I think it's important for a small college to feel like it's home.
Thank you.
Yeah. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
When your professor uses these four practices, does that change your experience in the class in any way?
Yeah. Like you had stated before, it gives you a sense of agency for sure. This is your class. You could go online and just watch a video and learn some of the things that you're learning in class, but having the professor make that connection with you in class makes all the difference. Otherwise, you could just sign up for, what is it called, Phoenix Online or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is different, especially it being a small campus. There's a lot of wiggle room for how they can use their approach to reach out to the students and keep them coming back. It's for a lot of students, especially the last decade, a lot of the students are coming from really large cities. So it's a culture shock when they get here. Nothing's open. Nothing opens till 9 a.m. and everything closes early and half of them are closed for lunch. A lot of them get here and they feel like they don't belong. And a program like this can open that kind of relationship with people that are locals and are professors. And
you have alluded to it a little bit already too. Would you recommend this program to all professors to use these four practices with intentionality? And I will say, we every semester we recruit new faculty, so this is your opportunity to make a recommendation.
I definitely think that every professor should be doing this. Honestly, especially in like the Texas core curriculum classes, because that's what you start taking here. I feel like those are my classes that I felt the least connected to, just because they're not my major. I'm like, why am I doing this? I was younger. And I think if those teachers like would have maybe had this going, I think it would have been better for everyone involved. I don't know how much work it is extra on the teacher's part. I definitely think it would help retention of Sol Ross students if everyone did this.
Well, I certainly want to thank both of you for your perspective, because we faculty are all doing this to make a positive impact on you. So thank you for sharing your time.
Awesome.
No problem.